Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is September 11th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, as we pause to think about what happened going on 21 years ago, wow, 21 years. I can't believe that what happened on 9/11 happened that long ago. We make sure that we pray for those folks who lost family members during the attacks on our nation, and just again continue to praise God for the country that we live in. We live in a great nation, and we praise God for it, and the freedoms that we enjoy, and the fact that war is not an inevitability every single day, that we can enjoy our lives for the most part. Where we can come even on a Sunday and worship in freedom. And so I praise God for that. But that said, moving on to our Bible reading today, enjoying our freedoms to be able to read the Bible, we're going to pick up in 2 Samuel chapter 6. We're going to finish 1 Corinthians today, the last chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, start 2 Corinthians tomorrow. We're then going to read Ezekiel chapter 14 and then Psalm 55. So let's get in the Word this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 6 this morning. Again, David gathered together all of the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubim. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Geba. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. And David and all of the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on psalteries, and on timbrels, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of that place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How shall the ark of the Lord come to me?" And so David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all of his household. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God." And so David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. And they brought him... And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Then as soon as David had made an end of the offering, burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well as to the women as men, to every one a cake of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And so all the people departed, every one to his house. And then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaidens of his servant, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord, which chose me before my father and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of Israel, over the people of the Lord, over Israel, and therefore I will play before the Lord, and I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in mine own sight. than of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I be, had he honor. And therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child unto that day of her death. That was 2 Samuel chapter 6. Let's move on over to the final chapter, 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Hi, folks. I'm just looking up at the screen right now. It looks as if we have a troll in the comment section. I'll be sure to block them soon, just ignore it, okay? And please don't send any friend requests to weird people, all right? Just letting you guys know that. I just kind of looked up and saw that there was several of them going there, and so to Pam and to Carol and others. So just ignore them. Block them if you can. But 1 Corinthians chapter 16 says this: Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, so that there will be no gathering when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I abide, yea, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desire him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. And I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours, and therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with a holy kiss, the salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. That was 1 Corinthians. We will start 2 Corinthians tomorrow, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 tomorrow. Let's move on over to Ezekiel chapter 14 today. Ezekiel chapter 14. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? And therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of the iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they all are estranged from me through their idols. And therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself, Then I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and he shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet be deceived when he hath spoken a thing, I, the Lord, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall even be as the punishment of him that seeketh unto him, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all the transgressions, but that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord God. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. And though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. And then if I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man pass through because of the beast, and though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land, and say, Sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, and though these three were in it, as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah and Daniel and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword and the famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence to cut off from it man and beast. And yet, behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and ye shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon you. And they shall comfort you when ye see the ways and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter Ezekiel chapter 14. Let's move on over to Psalm 55. Psalm 55 this morning. Psalm 55. To the chief musician of Neganoth, Maskil, a psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I have said, O, that I have wings like a dove, for then would I fly and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it, upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof, and deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I would have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me, and then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. And we took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick unto hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, because they have no changes, and therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, and yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Well, amen. That was our reading today for September 11th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Again, when folks come into our chat, as you can see there, requesting friend requests and stuff like that, my suggestion is don't send them a friend request, okay? You can see that it's not good, because usually those are hackers and they can hack your account and a lot of other things, and so don't send a friend request to them. So yeah, sorry about that distraction. But that said, thank you all so much for joining us today. And I want to encourage you all to come on out for our Sunday school breakfast at 9:15 today. It's going to be a good morning. We have a little presentation from the kids that they're going to do for us today, and then a little video that we're going to show. And so you guys won't want to miss that, along with breakfast and fellowship. So come on out early, and it's a good way to start attending Sunday school. It's a good way to make that a priority. But that said, also make sure to be here for our regular worship service at 10:30. Going to continue through the book of Hebrews. Looking forward to that. And so we got a really cool sermon today on actually on something that we read about the Ark of the Covenant. And so I'm looking forward to that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Thank you so much for this word. Lord, we look forward to the time spent today together as a church family, and to bless us together, God, as we fellowship around food and just rejoicing in what you're doing in the lives of our kids. And God, and then indeed gather around your word to worship at the regular worship hour. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you in a little bit.